Imam Ahmad Rida and the love of messenger. Imam Ahmad Rida and the love of messenger.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Imam Ahmad Raza and Love of the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام Today inshallah عز وجل our topic will be Respect for the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم Beautiful information regarding this topic we'll be sharing with you. Be with us from start till end. Inshallah, an immense amount of knowledge you will learn from this program today. But remember to make good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mahulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. I make this intention. I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should all make this intention. You will watch from start to end. Remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. And remember, the more intentions one makes for a particular task or any good deed, higher the reward he can attain. And he can easily multiply reward. So you can make as many good intentions as possible for watching this program from start till end. Let's come towards our topic, which is respect for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Respectful viewers, today we've got our brother Waseem Abbas, Muballigh of Dawat Islami, inshallah, with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Waseem, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, jazakallahu khair. Once again, thank you very much for joining us in this program. Waseem Abbas, today we'll be talking about respect for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And it is mentioned in Quran, it is instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respect Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The taqeer of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, ta'zeem, respect, reverence, to show respect in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is one of the most ingredients of one's faith.
Indeed.
You see, prerequisites of Iman. And you can also call it as the most essential elements of one's faith. Waseem Abbas, how does Quran guide us in this regard? Would you please start from there? Inshallah, we'll come back to Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan and Rahmat Rahman, how he seems to follow these instructions of Quran and Hadith. And we'll mention a few accounts of the respect he has shown in the court of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam.
Subhanallah, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Indeed, Rizwan, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at many places in the Holy Quran, guides us, instructs us, commands us to honor, revere, and respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And as you mentioned yourself, that respecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, showing reverence towards him, is essential part of our faith. And the whole idea of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when we bring that into context, then of course reverence and respecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam plays a fundamental part in it. As loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam cannot be completed without respecting him.
They go side by side.
Indeed, they both are together. Now how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the Holy Quran, and how much this has been emphasized, we can see that from the 9th verse of Surah Fatiha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, meaning translation from Kanzul Irfan, that you may believe in Allah and His Messenger and support Him, i.e. the Messenger, and revere Him, and that you may glorify Him morning and evening. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to respect, to revere the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and after that the command of glorifying Allah Almighty Himself comes in this very verse. Yeah. Now in the commentary of this verse, it is stated that from this verse we come to know that respecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is such an act which is very much desired and of a very high importance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prioritized respecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam before mentioning glorifying himself. So if we look at this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first commands us to revere the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, first to respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then to glorify himself. So from this again we come to know that respecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is foremost for the completion of one's faith. And without doing this, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't mean anything.
And a beautiful point here, mashallah, you mentioned. And even before the ta'zeem and taqeed, the reverence, respect of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in this blessed ayah. In the first part of this ayah talks about faith.
Indeed.
Right? Faith upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam.
Right?
So that is the most important thing. So iman is first. So once a person is a believing man, so any believing man or woman, right, he has to have that faith. And for the completion of that faith, see, ta'zeem of Mustafa comes after. And definitely, another important thing is to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So
the sequence is mentioned.
Indeed. So, alhamdulillah, the most essential component of faith is mentioned in the verse, and then the sequence also is mentioned, that how to accomplish that. So alhamdulillah, from this we come to know the importance of showing respect to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and having that element of respect. Now, another beautiful Madani pearl we learn from this is that normally the law of the land or the law in this world which is followed is normally seen that whenever any king comes, then he brings a new establishment, he brings a new set of rules for his own kingdom. And when he departs, then he takes those rules with him. But then over here, we come to know that there has been such a king in this universe for whom he did not introduce his own laws of respect. He did not introduce his own laws of reverence, nor did any creation did. It was none other than the king of all the kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who mentioned how to respect this very king, who is none other than our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then when we talk about those kings who bring their own rules or their own laws and regulations, when they leave, those rules also depart with them. But these code of respecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which have been mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are forever. They are not going to be changed. They are still here and they will stay until the day of judgment. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam is such a king that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentioned how to respect him, not only for his own era in which he was physically present, but also until the day of judgment. So this also shows how important it is to respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And at numerous other places in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. At some places Allah Almighty tells us to give sadaqah before presenting a plea in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. At some places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us not to raise our voices above the voice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. At another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us not to call him the way we normally call one another. And at another places we've even been forbidden from using such words which have two meanings. One meaning is good and one meaning is bad as well. Even such words we've been prohibited from using for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And there are other countless examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this is how important this element is. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us in His divine book, in the Holy Quran. And now, inshallah, azza wa jal, we can further see how the Sahaba, they implemented this in their lives, and then how our pious predecessors, and in particular, our Aqa, our master, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahimahullah, he implemented in his seerah and conveyed this message across to us that how to respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in order to have a complete and accomplished faith.
MashaAllah, my respected viewers of Madani Sharif, this was the verse of the Holy Quran, which talks about respecting Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Today, our program is about Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, and the way he respected the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, that unique ways of respect we are going to discuss, inshallah. But in start, we just mentioned a blessed verse of Quran, which talks about ta'zeem of Mustafa, which talks about respect of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. So these beautiful personalities like Sahaba Ikram, as earlier mentioned by Muballigh of Dawat Islami, or the pious predecessors, because they have learned Quran, they have studied Quran, they have understood Quran, they have learned a hadith, they know what is mentioned, what it means to respect Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why they seem to show respect. That's why they seem to show unique ways of respect in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And same is the case when it comes a great personality, Fana fir Rasul, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. Wasim Abbas bhai, I was reading about Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman, especially when I was preparing this topic. How did he respect Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? Now, Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman's life, when you look at from different dimensions, he seems to respect Rasulullah alayhi salatu was salam. Not only that, directly the personality of Rasul alayhi salatu was salam, anything which is associated, anything which is linked, right? He seems to respect even those things which have got some sort of link with Rasulullah alayhi salatu was salam.
And this is again a prerequisite of loving your beloved. That anything that is associated to him, you respect and love it.
Now, if you talk about hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is hadith? Right? Now, hadith is a saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, one of the definitions. Now, when Al-Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman would mention the blessed sayings of Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, he would teach, he would give dars of hadith. Now, it is mentioned, he would sit the way you sit in salah. This was the reverence and respect he would show while teaching, giving dars of hadith. Allahu Akbar. And further, it is mentioned that he would not touch a hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam without being in the state of wudu. So he would always be in the state of wudu to touch those ahadith.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And further, it is also mentioned he would not even teach hadith without being in the state of wudu. This was the respect only for the sayings of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Subhanallah.
Right? Even by sharia, you're not required to do what he is doing.
Indeed.
But subhanallah, this is a way of respect.
Subhanallah.
Who can stop you if you adopt beautiful ways to show respect in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? In fact, the more you show respect, which does not contradict with sharia, Islamic teachings, subhanallah, the more ranks will be elevated. Because who are you respecting? You're respecting the most respected, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Further, it is mentioned, he would not put any book on the book of hadith. This was the respect he would show, even to the books of a hadith.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, if he was mentioning alayhi rahmah, hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu was salam, right? While mentioning the saying of Prophet alayhi salatu was salam, while explaining that, right? At that moment, if somebody would cut into, would interrupt in, so he would be very, angry at that moment. That why did somebody interrupted while I was mentioning the saying of Prophet alayhi salatu was salam? This anger was not for his own self, right? This was just, why was he upset? The reason the blessed sayings, blessed words of Prophet alayhi salatu was salam are mentioned, why somebody interrupted it? Allahu Akbar. This was another way of showing respect and reverence in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear respected Islamic brothers, now just imagine if a person who has such a respect for the sayings of Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, now you can imagine how much respect would he possess for the best of creation, Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam himself, his blessed personality, how much respect and reverence would he have in his heart for Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a little bit from the seer of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We also learn how to respect. Actually, he has left this legacy, he has shown what are the ways, what are the unique ways you can show respect in the court of the most respected on this face of earth, beloved Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, indeed is one way. And you know, as you were mentioning this account of Imam Ahl Sunnah rahimahullah, how he respected the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it also keeps enlivening your heart further in the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And it gives you an understanding that these were our noble elders, our pious predecessors, who left a legacy for us as to how to respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the light of same very practice of Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, if we sort of analyze our own selves today. That how do we go about respecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when his blessed name is uttered, when his blessed name is mentioned, when we are reading the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or when someone else mentions the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what is our state? How much do we care about it? So this would of course also give us a better understanding of what level of respect we are at. And in particular, when we're talking about the life of Imam Ahlus Sunnah rahimahullah from the perspective of respecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, many elite individuals, intellectuals, they were also taken by awe. They were also so much impressed by this very dimension of the personality of Imam Ahlus Sunnah rahimahullah. As they were, as you can imagine, that impressing an elite or an intellectual person is not very easy. But the personality of Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala was such that let alone his knowledge, let alone his literary works that he's done, only his love for the Prophet, only his reverence for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was also at such a level that the most intellectual individuals, when they would observe he rahmatullahi ta'ala respecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in such a manner, they would get highly impressed and become his devotees. Professor Dr. Abdul Khair Kashafi, he mentions the reason for him being impressed by the personality of Imam Ahl Sunnah rahimahullah. What was that? He says that whichever person would return to Bareilly after performing Hajj, then it was the practice of Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala that despite his rank, his highly elevated rank that he possessed, as soon as someone would come back from performing Hajj, he rahmatullahi ta'ala would go visit him himself.
Allah.
And he would clean his shoes with his own handkerchief.
Allah.
Why? Because these feet, these shoes, they visited the blessed city of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The blessed soil of the blessed city of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam blessed these feet. And this was the love, the climax of the love that Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah had for the blessed soil of the city of the beloved.
Subhanallah.
That even an ordinary person who's returning from Medina, who's returning after performing the Hajj journey, he's cleaning his shoes with his own handkerchief.
Allah.
If this is his love and his reverence for the soil of the city of the beloved, then we can imagine that what
respect and love
he would have for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself. And this is just an ordinary person who's returning from Hajjani. If he would be a scholar, if he would be any religious dignitary, then of course that element would enhance even further, and that would also be due to the love of the Prophet.
And an important point, Wasim al-Bazmai, here we can understand the element of ijz.
Subhanallah.
Right? Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala possessed the humbleness he had.
Allah.
Respected viewers of Madani Chen, kissing feet and cleaning the shoes and feet, it's not easy when you yourself are a great scholar of time. Allahu Akbar.
People look up to you.
Look up to you, and you've got name and fame, and then you're doing it. This tells us the level of sincerity he had for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam in his amal, the ikhlas. And by another important fact here, we can understand that the respect of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, the level of love he had for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, was such that even his own personality was selfless. It did not come in between, right? And he did not think about his own fame, name, honor, and dignity, because he knew the real dignity of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam and the respect of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Wasim Basbi, as you were talking about the nisbat of the soil with Medina, it is not Medina to Nabi itself, right? It was just the soil which touched the feet and the shoes. And when a person returns back to his own home city, so Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala is showing respect. Now, there is one beautiful couplet of Allah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman, where again he shows the respect. Allahu Akbar, when you will listen, you would be amazed. You would think, what kind of personality Ali Rahma is? Allahu Akbar. He says, Para'e dil bhi na nikla, tum se tohfe me raza. Para'e dil bhi na nikla, tum se tohfe me raza. Un sagane ku se itni jaan pyari, wah wah. Allahu Akbar. Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is talking to himself. And he says, O Raza, you could have presented piece of your heart as a gift. To whom? To the dogs of the streets of Medina. You couldn't give that. You love yourself so much, your own soul and your own life so much that you couldn't even present piece of your heart to the dogs of the blessed streets of Medina. Allahu Akbar. This is the level of love and respect he possesses for the dogs of the streets of Medina. Allahu Akbar. Now imagine how much love and respect would he have for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, where he seems to respect even the dogs of the streets of Medina. This is Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. A level of his love and respect one cannot even imagine, and we can't even reach to where he was, Allahu Akbar, and where he is. And this is Ala Hazrat we are talking about, to learn something from his seerah, to learn something from the legacy he left behind, so we can also understand what are the prerequisites of love and respecting Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam.
You see, there's one way, the beautiful account you mentioned. Now, these personalities, they are at such rank of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, of respecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that no matter, you know, what climax and peak they're at, they themselves are never satisfied.
Allah.
You know, despite sacrificing every drop of their blood for the sake of the honor, reverence, dignity, grandeur of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, still they say to themselves that we haven't done anything. Only if we had millions of lives, we would have sacrificed them upon your blessed feet. And yet they still proclaim, they still say that we couldn't do anything, we haven't done anything right, like you just mentioned in the couplet, that he's still questioning himself, that, O Raza, you claim to love the Prophet so much, but you couldn't even gift your part of your heart to the dogs of the streets of Medina. They keep questioning themselves, and this element of humility, which you brought into play over here, this element of humility is something that, you know, that comes along with loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because they know what court that is, they know what bargah that is. And the more you love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the more humble you become, the more, you know, the more a thirst of loving and beholding the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam flames in your heart, and you never get quenched from this thirst. Now, another beautiful aspect we learn from the seerah of Imam Ahlus Sunnah rahimahullah is that despite being at the rank of being the Imam of the time, despite being at a rank where people would come to just behold him, let alone seeking guidance from him, just they would come to behold him. And those people who would come back from Hajj journeys, they would come to visit him just to behold him. This was his honor and this was his status. Now, one group of Hajjaj, of Hajj pilgrims, after performing Hajj, they came in the court of Imam Ahlus Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala to behold him, to visit him. Now, over here, you can imagine yourself that people, after performing Hajj, are coming to visit Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah. How great status he himself would be over here. Now, a group of Hajj pilgrims, they come to visit Imam Ahlus Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala, and as per his habit, Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala asks them himself, Allah, that were you able to present yourself in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? And they came with the intention of kissing his hands. And he is asking them that, did you visit the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam?
This is very beautiful for those viewers who understand a little bit of Urdu. What words he used? Sarkar mein hazri hui.
Allah, yeah,
what was that? Could you please read
Sarkar
it?
Sarkar mein hazri hui.
Yeah, this was the question. Sarkar mein hazri hui. Now, Wasim bhai, I was reading something else with regards to this sarkar, this word, you see, which is translated as the court. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi never used the word sarkar for anyone else.
Allahu Akbar.
Then Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam.
Allah.
This was specific for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Respected views of Madani Shaitan. This again, the choice of words of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allahu Akbar. This is his khasa. This is his speciality. We can't reach to the level he reached, Allahu Akbar. But definitely we are gaining barakah and blessings from even the accounts of Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman.
Subhanallah.
Please carry on.
So when Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala asked them that, did you visit the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? And that very individual, he replied in positive that, yes, I did. And upon this, Sayyidi Imam Ahlul Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala kissed his feet.
Allah.
Now again over here, Rizwan Bhai, I know there are many other accounts as well which are similar, but what do we learn from this? That those people are coming to pay tribute to Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah. Those Allah. People are coming to gain blessings from the personality of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah after performing Hajj. They're coming over there, but Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, after knowing that they did visit Madinatul Munawwara, he kisses their feet, the Imam of the time, people who were coming to him. He is kissing their own feet. Why is this? What is the reason behind this? This is what we need to understand. Not for any worldly gain. Not because his own status will raise even further. People are coming to gain his blessings. People are coming to kiss his hands. But he ends up kissing their feet.
I think people are coming towards him. Right? They've got tendency to come to him. Is the reason because he has respected Allah Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam.
Subhanallah.
Because of the only reason he had loved Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. This was the element which gave him name, which gave him fame, which gave him the love of the people also.
And he never wished for it. Fame, name, all these things. He never wished for it. He sincerely loved the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And over here we see a true glimpse of the fact that the more you love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the more humble you become and more fame you gain in the sight of people. Yet, those who actually attain this rank, their aim is not to gain fame. Their aim is not to gain name. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them renowned amongst the people. But yet, their purpose is just the pleasure of Allah Almighty and that of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's clearly obvious and visible from the seerah of Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala. People come to gain his blessings, but he ends up kissing their feet. Why? Because these are the feet that visited the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah. Wasim Abbas, I was reading about Alazat al-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. And another beautiful way of showing respect. I read, what was that? That he shows respect for the sparrows of Medina.
Allah.
Those little birds, sparrows of Medina. And what he is talking in his couplet, in his poetry, let me mention to you. He says that, oh, sparrows of Medina, come. I can make my own body as a cage for you. Now look, his takhayul, his intellect, how he is putting into these words. I'm not reading the couplet, but I'm just trying to explain in my own words, to my own intellect. Maybe I'm not able to represent the true takhayul and thoughts of Allah Ta'ala Rahma. Definitely I can't do justice to that. But whatever are the apparent meaning which have been mentioned in books, I'm telling to you. He, Allah Rahma, says, come, I make my own body as a cage for you, O sparrows of Medina. He further says that I will make these two spaces of my eyes for you to sit there. Allahu Akbar. For your sitting place, these my eyes will be the place of your sitting place in that cage of my body as a cage for you. And then he further says, I would give my liver to feed you, Allahu Akbar. That would be the food for you, Allah. My liver, Allahu Akbar. And then further, he says that if you ask for water, I would shed tears in a handful of my hands, and I would present those tears, water for you, Allah. If you desire, all sparrows of Medina, Allah. I would present those tears as a water for you to drink. And then he further says, and if you experience warmth of the sunlight, right, at that moment, I would shade with my own hair Allah. To give you shade, O sparrows of Medina. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman. This is his takhayul. This is his respect and reverence for the sparrows, for the birds of Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima, which truly reflects his love and respect for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, where he seems to show respect to the dogs of the streets of Medina. He seems to show respect for the birds of Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. You can imagine how much love would he have for the master of Medina. Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. You see, Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala was at such rank that through every saying of his, through every imagination of his, the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would be reflected. And Imam Ahmad Azhar rahimahullah, Rizwan bhai, from every perspective, alhamdulillah, is seen to be matchless when it comes to loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when it comes to respecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not for no reason that he's called, he's known as Imamul Ashiqeen, as he's known to be the leader of those who love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This title is not just earned just like that. Ulama, they have called him this. Now, when we come to know about loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we also need to be mindful of the shari'i boundaries. That what are the boundaries of sharia? And a true wali, a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, of course they will abide by the boundaries which the sharia has determined. And we know that in sharia there is a concept of used water, which water can be used to perform wudu and which water cannot be used to perform wudu. Now over here we need to be mindful of the fact that we don't exceed so much in so-called love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where we abandon the rules of sharia, because the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam cannot be attained without following the sharia. And Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he alhamdulillah clarifies this and shows this to us through his seerah as well perfectly. Once alhamdulillah, a question was asked in the court of Imam Ahlus Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala, that what is the ruling regarding the water that washes the blessed attire of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or the blessed hair of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or the blessed staff of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Because remember that used water cannot be used to perform wudu. It may be pure, but it is not pure enough to purify. There's a difference between purified water and the water that can purify. So this we need to understand. So some of the waters, when they become musta'amil, when they become used, wudu or ghusl cannot be performed with them. Right. Now in this case, when this question was asked to Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala, what is the ruling regarding the water that washes the blessed hair of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or that washes the blessed shoe of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed attire, the gown of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or the blessed staff of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? To which Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala, he beautifully replies that water can be used to perform wudu. However, it should not be flown on the feet. It is against adab, against etiquette. And Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala, he further says that his name is such, just the name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is such, that just by taking it, heart of a person gets purified. This is the dignity and love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentioned over here. And he also says that if that water is flown on the face, then the wudu of the face will be performed. But yet we should not throw that water on our feet, as against it is against the manners, against the etiquettes. And just by uttering the blessed name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam,
against the respect, you can say
subhanallah, respect, against the respect, subhanallah, and just by uttering, taking the blessed name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the wudu of the heart is performed. The heart gets purified. So we come to know over here, Rizwan bhai, that Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala, he explained the respect of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam whilst abiding by the laws of fiqh, whilst abiding by the rules of sharia as well. He explained a beautiful shari'i mas'ala, a beautiful shari'i ruling over here, as well as he also explained the love of the Prophet, the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, that although it is permissible, but do not use that water to wash your feet, as it is against the respect, against the etiquettes. And then he carries on to say just about the name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala further elaborates only on the name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That if this is the dignity of the name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that just by uttering it, the wudu of the heart is performed, the heart gets purified, then imagine the blessed zat of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself. And if this is the love and respect that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah is showing towards the name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, towards the water that is used to wash those things which are associated with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then imagine the respect, the love, the honor, the dignity, the grandeur he would hold for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You were talking about the blessed name, Ismay Girami, Nam-e-Nami, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love and respect of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, which he extended towards the blessed name of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It is the understanding of Al-Hazrat Ali Rahma, that whenever you mention the blessed name of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, you should mention durood, you should mention salat ala nabi. That is very important, and definitely it is also the desire of Sharia at the same time. But Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala emphasizes, even when you are writing any essay or any thing about Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, or Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam's blessed name is mentioned in your writing, even then you should write durood with the blessed name of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam.
Subhanallah.
And you should mention salat ala nabi. Further, he gives an answer where he writes that instead of sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, sometimes people write sal'am. It is strongly impermissible, that's najaiz. And he further says, not only common people do this mistake, even there are certain people, they are very known, okay, as a Islamic scholars, they also seem to do this mistake, right? And someone writes salam, someone writes salam, right? And some people, they just write saad, right? Just as an abbreviation of durood, which is not permissible. And some people, they also write, instead of alayhi salatu wassalam, ayn meem, or ayn. So how beautifully he explains further. He says, just to save a little ink, an inch of paper space, and few seconds, you are getting yourself deprived of many blessings of salat ala nabi.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. And my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is what we need to understand, how important it is to show respect and reverence to the name of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Whenever you are mentioning the blessed name of Aqa alayhi salatu wassalam, or you're listening, we should recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. It is very important. But even when you are writing, at that moment, you should also do ihtimam of writing salat upon Nabi with the blessed name of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam.
SubhanAllah. Definitely, it is one way. And again, highlights the fact that the more you respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, the more you'll take care of these things. And the more you respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, the more blessings you'll attain. And at the same time, the more you respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, when you see people not abiding by this, when you see people not adhering to this, the more hurt you will, of course, more hurtful you will feel. And like the station at which Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah was appointed, of course, they would also rectify those people the way you beautifully mentioned. Alhamdulillah, it was also the requirement of his rank upon which he was stationed. Now, what was the reason for his extended love towards Imam Kastalani rahimahullah, the commentator of Bukhari?
Yeah.
What was the reason behind the extended love he showed towards him? It was that once Imam Qastalani rahimahullah, who was the commentator of Bukhari, he once quoted a saying of Imam Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah. And whilst quoting it, Imam Qastalani rahimahullah, he added sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself in it. And because of this addition, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah became so pleased and so happy of him that he gave him dua. And whilst giving him dua, he said that may Allah Almighty shower mercy upon you and preserve you, and for your sake, preserve us as well, because you abided by the etiquettes of the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So again, over here, the reason behind the extended love of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah towards Imam Qastalani rahimahullah was because of the durood, the salutations that he wrought in addition to the saying of Imam Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah when he quoted it. There was no other worldly reason, no other reason why he had that extra love for him. It was just because he wrote durood, sent salutations upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam after mentioning his name. This is his love even for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see, over here, now the extended love was just because of the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now there was no other worldly reason behind this. The reason why he had this extended love towards Imam Qastalani rahimahullah was just because he showed this element of love and respect towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And these heartfelt du'as were given to him just because of this very purpose. Now, what is our status, Wanbi? Again, you see, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, many a times he gives us the mindset to read different books. like Ihya ul-Ulum, Minhaj al-Abidin, so on and so forth. Now, when we read these books, we come to realize what life actually is. What does it actually mean to be sincere? But as we are reading them, do we become pleased of the author of the book? I.e. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, and when we read Kashf al-Mahjub, the likes of Imam Data Ali Hajwari rahimahullah, do we give them du'as? It's just a different mindset we're talking about over here. But Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, just because the element of love, extra love shown by Imam Qastalani rahimahullah towards the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, these heartfelt du'as were given to him. It was that love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam which made him go to this extent.
Once there was a mehfil, right? And people were sitting around Ala Zatarah Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman, and Imam Sahib, he had also visited Al Hazrat Ali Rahma, and he had written a naat, poetry, and he wanted to mention in the blessed court of Al Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman.
Right.
Then, an appropriate time when he felt so that naat was presented, it was mentioned that he has written it. And if it is recited, so Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman said, okay, recite. So it was recited. Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Burhan Mia, MashaAllah, Barakallah. He praised, appreciated upon writing beautiful naat of Mustafa alayhi salatu wassalam. Al-Hazrat alayhi rahmat called that person who had written naat and said, Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala an had requested to present Naat in the court of Mustafa alayhi salatu wassalam. When he sought permission to present that Naat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam instructed him to stand on mimbar and then mention the Naat. That's what Al-Hazrat is mentioning to that person now. And then he liked that naat so much, meaning Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam liked that naat, that praise so much. At that moment, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam took that shawl off from his blessed body and gave it to Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala. And then Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala and he says, what shall this faqir present to you?
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And after that, after saying this, Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh took his blessed Imam Sharif and gave it to Burhanuddin.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And respective views of Madani Channel gave many du'as. And Mufti Burhanul Haq Sahib, he mentions that, I've got that saved as a tabarruk with me. That gift Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had given to me. And on Eid-e-Milad, right, whenever it comes, the occasion of either Milad Mubarak or either Ghafiyah Qadriya, and I do speech on that occasion, I wear that imama because that was given by Al-Hazrat Ali Rahmah. Allahu Akbar. So this was the love and respect he had for the dhikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naat of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Praise of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I did not mention in detail this account, but it is mentioned when Al-Hazrat alayhi rahmah was listening, that naat, he was shedding tears in the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Al-Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatullahi rahman.
Subhanallah, subhanallah is one way. And Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, regardless of any matter that he would face, he rahmatullahi ta'ala would present his pleas in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He had this firm belief that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would help him, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alleviates calamities, whatever the issue may be, big or small. This was his belief, and he would alhamdulillah present pleas in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and they would also be answered. He would also be.
And Allah has granted Rasulullah these powers.
Indeed. Now, once Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he was on the journey of Hajj, for the second journey of Hajj, and he had to stay in Jeddah for 3 days, and he fell ill. He had a fever, and now he was thinking to himself that tonight we'll have to spend the night under the open sky in Jeddah. How would I do so? I've got fever, and in the meanwhile, what does he do? He presents his plea in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And you can imagine what heartfelt plea that would be. He is on the journey of Hajj, and because of the fever, obviously it would become an obstacle in between fulfilling the rites of the Hajj. Now, here, rahmatullahi ta'ala, represents his plea in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he himself says that alhamdulillah bihamdihi ta'ala, straight away, immediately, my fever was removed, and it did not return until 13th Zulhijjah al-Haram. Until 13th Zulhijjah al-Haram, he performed all the rites of Hajj properly, and he says that on the 13th of Zulhijjah al-Haram, the fever returned. Allah. And at that time I said, no problem now, alhamdulillah, all my manasik, all my rites have been performed, alhamdulillah. So again, Rizwanbhai over here, his firm reliance and belief upon the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was bestowed upon him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come to know over here that again, to achieve something, firm belief in that very concept is fundamental. Without having firm belief, we can't attain it. Over here, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he had that firm belief upon the authority of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah Almighty blessed him with, and upon every matter of his, he would refer to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And over here again, he's fallen ill, he's on the journey of Hajj, and what does he do? He presents his plea in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which is again heard, and the fever is taken away, and it returns after he performs his Hajj properly.
MashaAllah. Mufti Masmi, as our topic is respect for Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, I was listening one clip of Mufti Qasim where it was mentioned that loving Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, especially doing something for the respect of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as it does not contradict with Sharia, Islamic jurisprudence, it doesn't contradict with that, that is allowed. That is good. We should do that. Any act, any way, form or shape, we can show respect, reverence in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as it doesn't contradict with Sharia. It is permissible. It is, you see, mustahab. It is good to do. We should do that. And this is what is needed in this day and age. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, if we hear, listen the blessed name of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if we put our hand here, just to show respect in the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I think this act, this gesture itself is beautiful gesture. Right? My Sheikh, Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he heard that in Turkey, whenever people, they hear the blessed dhikr of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they do like this. They put their hand on their heart, and this is a gesture of respect and love for Rasul alayhi salatu wasallam. Since he has heard that, our Sheikh, he has started doing this. You could see him on Madani Muzakara doing this. So this is one of the ways to show love and respect. Likewise, if you hear the blessed name of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and if you just out of love and respect, you kiss your thumbs and touch it to your eyes, it is one of the ways to show respect. Apart from that, it is mentioned in a hadith also. But I'm just telling you, this is one of the ways. If you raise a flag in remembrance of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam on the occasion of Mawlid, if you decorate your house on the occasion of Mawlid, you remember Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, you mention Naat of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, you recite Durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the occasion of Mawlid. These are different ways to show respect and reverence. And we should do that whenever it is possible. As long as anything which doesn't contradict with Sharia, we should not hesitate respecting Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam.
Definitely, Rizwanbhai. And there are countless other events as well, other accounts as well, which we can go on and on and on about. So the question arises that what exactly led Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah to respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way? The reason being is that he understood the Quran properly. He understood the Hadith properly. He had the accounts of Sahaba before him, that how the Sahaba alayhi wa ridwan went about respecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The honorable companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they went to maximum extent to respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to show reverence to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in whichever way or form it was possible for them. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would perform wudu, the water with which he would perform wudu, the blessed companions alayhi ridwan wouldn't let that water fall on the ground. They would get that water onto their hands and rub it across their bodies. And those sahaba who were unable to attain that water, they would rub their bodies against those sahaba who were able to gain that water. This was the love, the honor that the sahaba alayhi ridwan showed towards the Prophet Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Now, which command was issued for the Sahaba to do these practices? Where was the order issued?
In which book had they read?
Exactly. In which book had they read to respect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam?
In that particular way.
In this manner. They didn't read it anyway, but they understood the Quran better than all of us. They understood the Quran from none other than the Prophet ﷺ himself. They understood the Hadith from none other than the Prophet ﷺ himself. They knew what does it mean to respect the Prophet ﷺ. They went to the maximum extent to respect the Prophet ﷺ and to show us that how this respect should be shown towards the Prophet ﷺ, and then may our lives be sacrificed upon the likes of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, who were engrossed in Islamic studies throughout their lives, who were engrossed in the love of the Prophet ﷺ and in the love of the Sahaba and Ahle Bayt alayhim ridwan, who derived from their seerah as to how to love the Prophet ﷺ and show respect towards him, and showed us that this is the way how you respect the Prophet ﷺ, and conclusively brought forward before us that as long as it does not contradict any rulings of Sharia, you should respect, pay respect to the Prophet ﷺ in whichever way or form it is possible for you. This is required by your faith, this is required by your iman, without which you cannot achieve the completion of your faith, without which you cannot achieve the completion of your iman. This was the crux of the life of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, which revolved around loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which revolved around respecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Beautiful message. My dear respected viewers of Madani Sharing, today we were talking about respect Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. I hope you must have learned a lot from the seerah of Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman, and what does it mean to love Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and respect Aqa alayhi salatu wa taslim. That's all for today. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another beautiful episode with another distinguished topic. Next week, same time, same channel. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Imam Ahmad Rida and the love of Messenger. Imam Ahmad Rida and the love of Messenger.